Maddie Diaz's 2021 album, History of a Feeling, explores a complicated breakup in gut-wrenching detail.
I only hear your voice when I know that you're not here with me. And I know love's not a lie, but I have a hard time believing I'm still living in the history of a feeling.
Diaz's honest storytelling about her emotions and own missteps has led her to bigger heights than ever before. This year, she toured the country, played new festivals, and even went on late-night TV. And now the singer-songwriter returns with Same History, New Feelings, an EP with new versions of four songs from her 2021 album. Maddie Diaz joins us now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
As mentioned, your EP reworks four songs from your 2021 album. All of the songs on the new EP feature collaborations with different artists. To get a sense, let's listen to how your song Resentment evolved from your first album to this one.
I don't hate you, babe. It's worse than that. 'Cause you hurt me and I don't react. I've been building up this thing for months. Oh, resentment. I don't hate you, babe. It's worse than that. 'Cause you hurt me and I don't react. I've been building up this thing.
You can really hear the difference in your emotions.
Oof. I mean, the first one really is a bummer, huh?
Yeah, what do you hear when you listen back to, like, both of those back-to-back?
Wow, it's crazy. You know, I haven't listened to the 2021 record in a while, and it was a pretty crazy moment in time, and I feel so lucky to, like, have that on a recording, such a, like, visceral representation of what I was going through at the time. And I mean, it was just grief, just straight up like tear me down the middle grief. And then, you know, reworking that song with Katie from Waxahachie, I mean, she's just got this spark and ferocity. And I think at that point I was far enough from what had been going on in my life, you know, at that time, you know, this breakup and all of these changes, and I was kind of trying to be a little bit angrier and, like, own myself a little bit better.
Own myself a little better. I love that. Like, that's what happens when you get to, like, sit with your emotions and maybe move on a little bit.
Yeah, well, and it's funny, you know, like, I think anger can be really healthy, and, you know, it's not, I think, you know, just kind of, like, feeling that feeling and being able to move through it really kind of got me through all of that. It was like the final earth-scorching stage.
What made you decide to interpret these songs in a new way?
I wanted to do something to kind of make myself excited to kind of keep listening to them. You know, they started to take on different meaning depending on, you know, what voice it was coming from. And, you know, I kind of just wanted to record that and capture that because I just felt like it was an important thing for me to hear.
Yeah, the last song on the EP is Forever, and it features Angel Olsen. Your voices just blend so beautifully.
Are you a time traveler? What are you doing here? How can you just come over? And when will you disappear? There is no word that I haven't said. I physically can't. I can't have you like that. Are you a time?
What does the song mean to you, and what is it like bringing someone else in on such a personal song?
Ugh, I mean, if anyone can sing a torch song, it is Angel Olsen. She is something else. There's a line in the song that goes, are you a time traveler? What are you doing here? And for me, what are you doing here? Why do you keep showing up? And it's this, you know, it's this grief that just kind of like knocks you sideways. And maybe it has been 2 weeks, 10 years. But, you know, every once in a while, you're still transported back into that same place, and it can still hit you just as hard.
You still casually say it's forever. You say it like it's whatever. And in the moment you had me, you fooled me, you lost me forever.
You've had a pretty incredible year. For the first time, you played the Ryman.
Thank you for reminding me that. I guess, you know, sometimes when I like when I talk about how it's been, I think that that's how it is.
Yeah, you toured with Waxahachie. You opened for Harry Styles.
Yeah,
you played the Newport Folk Festival.
It's been crazy. My boyfriend and I were driving back from. We played Jimmy Kimmel as like the last thing that I did this year. And he made me write it all down on paper. He's like, I need for you to write down every single thing that has happened over the last year for you, because it's been such a beautiful, like challenging and serious growing pains, but like in such a wonderful, in a way that I just never could not have predicted it. Couldn't write it out. Couldn't script it. Nope.
Yeah. In addition to your EP, you released three singles this year. Be Careful is one. It's a cover from Patty Griffin.
Yep.
You first covered it on Instagram. This was right after Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Yep.
In your single, you have two other singers. You add a new verse, and I want to have us listen.
For all the parents who are losing sleep. For all the babies that will come to be. For all the reasons that are ours to know. It's my choice and I'm not alone.
Oh man, and I still feel really emotional around that moment and writing that verse with, you know, one of my best friends from high school, Morgan Elizabeth Pierce. She lives in Portland, Maine, and she's like an incredible writer. And you know, after I kind of got a hold of myself after, you know, 24 hours, something like that, I called Morgan and we talked about it, and we both just felt like we had to do something, and I don't really usually know what to do, and that's when writing always kind of saves me.
Be careful how you bend. Be careful where you send me. Be careful.
Did the song always resonate with you in a political sense? Like, I was surprised at how quickly you, like, went to this song.
No, it's so weird. It never resonated me at all in a political anything. And Be Careful just started playing in the back of my head. It was the strangest thing. It just was there, and I was humming it, and I was singing it. And, you know, when I was going on, you know, my runs to kind of balance myself, it was just there with me. And I'm just glad that I actually paid attention to it.
All the girls standing by your bed. All the girls standing on their heads. All the girls with the broken arms. All the girls with the deadly charms.
That was Maddie Diaz. Her EP, Same History, New Feelings, was released last March. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. What a crazy way to start off 2023.
Funny girls on.